Forget. Welcome to Sunglasses After Classes with DJ Ryban and the Aviator. Hey, DJ Ryban?
Yes, that's me. Welcome to the first show of Season 2. We are suiting up for Season 2, as you can tell by our avatar on WJRH. And we have an interesting show planned today. We don't actually have any plan at all. We're probably going to talk about the Super Bowl, maybe take some callers. We'll see who's listening. We're also considering a live stream today on Facebook, on our Facebook page at Sunglasses After Classes. So you
can also feel free to call in at 610-330-5316. We are taking callers. If you'd like to call in.
Yeah, call in, talk about anything. We'll give you, you can just join our conversation. You can try and start our conversation. You can heckle us. You can complain about songs. Whatever you want to do. It's a lot more fun if people call in. So with that, we'll lead into our first song and see what happens from there.
Falling off the door, hanging off the hinges. My feet are still sore, my back's on the fringes. We tore up the walls, we slept on couches. We lifted this house, we lifted this house. Firecrackers in the east, my car parks out. Your hands on my cheeks, your shoulder in my mouth. I was up against the wall on the west mezzanine. We rattle this town, we rattle this scene.
Waveform.
Super Bowl Sunday, coming live to you on Sunday at I don't know what time,
but I will 8 p.m.
Is it 8 p.m.? That's so late.
Do you know what? I don't even know what thing what station it's on.
Probably Fox. That's my guess. But I
feel like CBS has it a lot.
It'll probably be on multiple channels.
You know what? We can. No, it won't be. They paid billions of dollars for have the rights. The NBC.
NBC at what time?
8.
At 8 o'clock. Okay.
But like we gotta start watching early.
Yes.
Pre-game that thing.
Because the Eagles. Brandon, what's your score prediction?
What is my score prediction? Well, I think it's gonna be a pretty offensive game.
Okay. See, I'm fairly optimistic. I am predicting a win. Because naturally I'm not gonna predict a loss, but I think that the Eagles are gonna play well.
I'm predicting 38-41. Patriots.
Really?
I want the Eagles to win. I really do.
You think that many points are going to be scored? That would probably be the most points in Super Bowl history.
I disagree.
Really? You think there was a bigger one? Think the Browns scored more points in a Super Bowl game before?
The Browns haven't been to a Super Bowl.
I know that. That's why I said it. but we did, if anybody was tuned in last week, we did talk about the Eagles and the Super Bowl chances last week, but naturally, there's just so much excitement. We got to keep talking about it.
The most points ever in a Super Bowl was 49-26. So I guess that would be
that would be
high.
The most combined points. 49-26. That's a pretty big blowout.
Yeah.
But I'm predicting Nick Foles, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. LeGarrette Blount, 1 touchdown. And then a defensive touchdown. I want to see a pick six or a fumble recovery for a touchdown. That would be... Here's ideal start to the game. Patriots get the ball. Tom Brady is walking or marching down the field, super confident. Huge sack down at the 10-yard line. Return 90 yards for a touchdown. And if that happens, you owe me
$5. Why do I owe you $5?
Just because. Because that would be insane if I forget.
What happens if they don't do that?
Then nothing. Then we just move on.
Maybe you could give me some sort of cold, carbonated beverage.
Okay. We'll consider it. We'll see. It'll be Sunday, so it's fine.
I mean, I have a test on. I have an exam on a Monday after Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. And a quiz the day after.
That's unfortunate. I just have 9 a.m. class. Just the usual.
I have 11 a.m. class. Uh-oh.
Okay, we have
our
caller.
Our first caller. It appears to be a cell phone from New Jersey. Let's see if we can get you on the air. Hello, caller?
Hello. I have,
Right. Give us one
Give us
second.
1 second, caller. We are not prepared.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh. Nice of you to tune in. Let's see if we can boost. You're coming in kind of quiet.
I can hear nothing but your Super Bowl music right now.
All right, well, we turned it a lot lower. So can you hear it a little better now, or can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So, what are you calling in to tell us your prediction for the Super Bowl, or thoughts, feelings?
I'm not calling with a prediction. I'm calling to state my worry for the good city of Philadelphia post-Super Bowl. I think no matter what happens, the city of Philadelphia will be in ruins after the Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl is the worst thing that's happened to anything in Pennsylvania for a long time. I think this is the end of Philadelphia as a city, as a landmark, as a location. I think everything will be laying in rubble by the time this thing's over. Every single street lamp, I don't care how much, what is it? What's it called? Cisco? What do they lather on the street poles?
Yeah, Crisco.
Crisco, I don't care how much they lather on that. Every single street light and lamp is going down in that city. If they win, the whole city's going to be exploded to pieces. And if they lose, everyone's going to be robbing stores, smashing street lights. It's all going to be over. So I really think we lost this one no matter what happens. I think Tom Brady's still going to come out with a Super Bowl ring. And I think that's going to be the end of the good old Philadelphia Eagles as well as the city of Philadelphia.
See, do I detect a pang of jealousy here because the Giants are not in the Super Bowl?
No, because I couldn't care much less about the Giants. I think the only thing I have for the Giants is I feel bad for Eli that his streak is broken because I don't think that was right. regardless, I'm not a big football fan. However, I do care about the health of this nation, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's about to plummet come Sunday.
And that's an interesting opinion. See, I think, on the other hand, if the Eagles win, all of a sudden, Philadelphia will probably be the biggest city in probably the country.
I mean, I think New York will still be the biggest city in the country.
Yeah, but think about this, Brandon. 9 months from this weekend, we could have a massive population boom in Philadelphia. We probably will regardless.
They do, actually.
Win or lose.
Yeah. No, it's proven.
I know.
There was a huge boom in whatever it was, like February, the year the Cavs won the championship.
Mm-hmm. It happens with every city. And I think it could be even bigger with Philadelphia this year. Probably be one of the biggest baby booms in history. You know, except for
have they won a Super Bowl?
No.
They've not.
No.
Oh.
No, but caller, why are you rooting? Are you rooting directly against the Eagles?
I think this is just more about the city of Philadelphia in general.
I think it's also because, well, look, we'll put it this way. Both fan bases suck. However, if you go into a bar in Boston and you voice and you're not a Patriots fan, you'll get jeered and booed verbally. You'll get attacked verbally, but nothing too crazy. If you say anything in a Philadelphia bar about how you're against the Philadelphia Eagles, you're getting stabbed. I don't care what you say. But you're not going to come out of that bar alive or unscathed. You're going to get hit by something. So in that case, I'm just going to have to side with the Patriots on this one, mm-hmm. just because their fan base is so neurotically insane that I can't handle it. I can't wish good luck towards them just because of that reason.
The Eagles fans or the Patriots fans?
No, the Eagles fans.
I don't know. I don't like Patriots fans because they're just so annoying, like, all the time.
No,
I feel
Patriots
like Philadelphia
fans
are just like, they don't have...
But you know what? We've made it this far in life, 2018, with Patriots fans gloating all the time and winning. I worry what will happen if Philadelphia wins.
Do you think the whole state of Pennsylvania could be? At least the eastern half?
I think this whole nation's in peril.
Well, caller, it honestly really grinds my gears that you share that you have that opinion. But I'm willing to overlook it because I still want to stay friends with you and I'm not going to insult you vigorously on the air.
No, I understand the people I have as friends who are Philadelphia Eagles fans are some of the best people I've ever met. But there's a lot of whack jobs out there. Many of them reside in the state of Pennsylvania and the city of Philadelphia.
Yes, very true.
And I wish no good well-being on them because they're going to destroy themselves come Sunday.
Okay.
So, I have a question. If you think Philadelphia would go crazy if the Eagles won, what do you think would happen if the Browns won a Super Bowl?
Honestly, I think the gates to heaven would open up and free every Cleveland and Ohio person, and instantly all of them would go to heaven. I think it would be an explosion of euphoria within the city of Cleveland. No one would know what to do. I think everyone would just be so happy. I don't even think it would be a baby boom. It would be the most wholesome, fun-loving event of all time.
I mean, you could say
everyone
baby booming would be a wholesome,
would just start
fun
kissing
event.
Each other. Everyone would just start kissing each other.
Interesting. Caller, will you at least watch the Super Bowl, even though you are not invested at all? Or are you just watching for the commercials?
Oh, of course. Listen. I'm a big fan of the Super Bowl. I love watching high-intensity games. I don't care what sport it is. Golf, shout-out to my boy Drew Petri, isn't my taste. But everything else in the professional sports world, I'm a big fan of. So in this case, the big football game coming up, I'm all there. I'm watching every single second of it to the very end. If I can sit here and watch a Lafayette basketball game in some of the saddest sports moments ever be conducted down in Kirby K-Mine Gym, well, then I can do any sports event. So you know what? I'm going to be there for the Super Bowl. I'm going to watch every single second of it, and I'm going to enjoy myself.
Okay.
I would like to say I strongly disagree on one of the comments you made about the Lafayette basketball team. I do not think they are the saddest sports performance in history. I think that
no, but I did
that title, I think, goes to the team that plays on Fisher Stadium. They have a...
Fisher Stadium?
Yeah.
Or that's a team that plays in Cleveland, Ohio. You really can't top that. However, caller, you did miss a basketball victory yesterday, a 10-point victory over Colgate.
No,
huge
I agree.
Win.
No, listen.
That was
no,
huge.
Huge for our Lafayette men basketball. That's great to hear. I love to hear what our team. Listen, I don't wish not fortune upon them, but I love to see them get a good win. That's great to hear. I understand that we pair up well against Colgate, apparently, because they're middle of the pack in the conference, but however...
Well, they were second.
I know, but we did beat them twice this season, which means we match up well against them.
Oh, perfect.
Caller, also...
It's something we do against Colgate. It's pretty good.
Also, huge news we just found out. The Patriot League format for playoffs is there is a 16 bye, and then there is a 4-team play-in game. Or 4 teams with 2 play-in games. So, if Lafayette finishes 7th or 8th in the Patriot League, you know, bottom but still decent, we get a home playoff game. That would be all I want for this season at this rate.
Against someone else for that spot in the playoffs?
Yeah, against the 9th or the 10th team.
Interesting. Where are we right now in the standings?
We, I think, are sitting in 7th.
I think it's like a 5-way tie for everything.
Out of what? What, how many teams in the conference?
10. There are 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I like our chances for sure, but I think Lafayette basketball, I think a common trend that I've noticed is they struggle throughout the seasons, but then right at the very end, this goes for a lot of Lafayette sports, they kind of pull it together. Like that last stride, sort of, so to speak.
Yeah.
To kind of bring it all together at
all
once.
All we need is a late season push.
All we need is a late game push. Like if you watch the games at all, they do really well at the beginning of games, and they always just sort of fall apart. But I just pulled it up right now. We are currently tied for 7th in a 3-way tie with Lehigh and Holy Cross.
Okay.
So we are 1 game behind the 6th place teams. So,
you know, place? Also, just as a point of reference for last year, it doesn't really matter how you do in the regular season, because last year the 10th place team, Holy Cross, the 10th ranked team, ended up winning the entire Patriot League. So, who cares what you do in the regular season? You just got to win 3 games at the end of the season.
I mean, but I would also, I agree with you, I think it'd be a load of fun to have a home playoff game.
Yes. Yes, that's, I want to see that before I graduate.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, it's awesome, because like the whole season we can struggle, but then we can come and win at the very end. But then again, it doesn't even matter what we do in the playoffs, because we know we're getting slammed the first round of the actual playoffs in the Sweet 16.
Exactly, yeah. When we get Villanova in the first round again, we'll smash them.
We'll smash them, yeah.
Hey, we could also go travel to Villanova.
Yeah, that.
I mean, I know someone who goes to school there.
Yeah, we do have a good friend. So
we very much could. However, I do think that I'll be wearing Villanova colors that day.
Okay.
Ooh.
Not to root against their team, but to save myself.
I see a common trend here. It seems that you always root for the favored team. See, where?
No, because I think the Eagles are the favorite team for the Super Bowl. No.
Really? They're a 5.5-point underdog. But, you know, I saw a stat that said if Carson Wentz was still the quarterback, it would be an even spread for this game. But they are the underdog with Nick Foles as the quarterback.
Look, it's whatever Nick Foles does. If he plays such an easy win, if he doesn't, it's all hell.
Yeah, they're favored by 4.5 points.
Okay.
So it would be 45.5 to 54.5.
I mean, regardless, even if the Eagles do lose or like starts going bad, I can't wait to see the look on Desai's face as it all goes down.
Yeah, we should just have a camera pointed at his face the entire game. You can just wear a GoPro.
I think tears will be shed either way.
We'll stream it live. We'll stream his face live on Facebook.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, well, caller, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for having me on the show, and thank you, DJ Rygan and the Aviator. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we hope you continue to listen and hopefully phone in the future. So have a good one.
I'll listen live. Thank you. Take care.
All right, you too. All right, so we're going to be moving on to our next song, which is Super Bowl themed-ish.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we're going to be playing Hall of Fame by The Script. So hopefully, the Eagles win, based off the popular demand a lot of people seem to be having for them, they will go down in the Hall of Fame.
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door. You
can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks, you can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself
standing in the hall.
You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You could be the hero, you could get the gold, breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name, cause there's gonna be a day when you're
dead.
This next song goes out to a certain someone who's going to be playing a certain game this weekend with me. This one's for you, buddy.
Met him yet. She already fell in love, I bet. Her keyboard gets slapped by her fingers, but he replies with okay.
Oh,
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dream. Forgive me my weakness, but I don't know why. Without you, it's hard to survive. 'Cause every time we touch,
we also would like to give another shout out to a very special person. His name is Matt Agustinelli, and I know he has a very favorite movie and a very favorite song from that movie, so we're gonna play it right now.
Of the water, long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know. I'll go.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes, and we're gonna be doing a little bit of a quiz. Not a little bit, we are doing a quiz.
Yeah, it's official, it's happening. So we are on BuzzFeed. We found a quiz called Which Famous Rapper Are You Most Like? So one of us is going to take the quiz, and then whichever person we come up with, that'll be the next song that we play.
Ryan, do you want to take the quiz?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I'm going to be asking the questions for Ryan. And so our first question is, what was your favorite class in high school? Your choices are science,
mm-hmm.
history, design tech, religion, PE, art, or English?
So this is an interesting question, because which topic was I most interested in? Probably science. But which class did I have the most fun in? Definitely gym. I love playing dodgeball in gym. That was always my favorite class.
I also noticed that they don't have math on
yeah,
here.
They left it out.
They have all these different history, religion, art, English, design. Like, they're very artsy. Uh-oh.
Okay. We got a caller. Maybe a caller wants to take the quiz.
Maybe he'll take the quiz with us. Let's see.
I got to get my headphones again.
Hello, caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. And what is your name?
My name is Matt Agostinelli. The guy who that last song was dedicated to. I love that song, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great song. And we especially like... the version by Alessa Cara.
Yes, I'm not very interested in the other version, the original, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's sad. In some cases, they pick the better artists to do the original ones in the movie, and sometimes it's better when it's remade.
Yeah, some people just get shafted. But caller... caller.
My purpose of calling was not to compliment your song choice. It was actually to heckle.
Okay.
Oh. Well, we were wondering, would you like to take a quiz with us?
Wait, let's hear your complaint you first. Yeah,
I was just going to begin to heckle really quick. I think you guys are full of baloney.
I'm sorry.
That hurts me deep down. Caller, I would like to remind you that we need to keep this PG, and baloney seems like a very offensive word.
We don't want to offend any of the pepperonis.
I'll change that to Taylor Ham.
The Taylor Ham? Okay.
Yeah, you guys are full of Taylor Ham.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to have to really take that one to heart and rethink my entire life.
There's a dump button to get rid of.
Now that I really emptied my soul with that one, I'll take your quiz.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So the first question here, I don't know if you're listening, but it's, what is your favorite class in high school, or was? So you have the choices science, history, design, religion, phys ed, art, or English?
Let's see. I took this this really interesting robotics class in high school. We just played with Legos.
Ooh.
So, call it design.
Call it design.
Was this in high school or kindergarten?
What?
Was this class in high school or kindergarten?
Well, I came right to college from kindergarten.
Oh, just like a certain mechanical engineering professor?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not quite. I was 17 in kindergarten.
Okay. Just started a bit late.
Failed a couple times.
Yeah.
All right. So what is your favorite restaurant? Hooters, Chick-fil-A, The Keg, any home-style restaurant, Shake Shack, Hard Rock Cafe, or any local hole-in-the-wall?
Let's see. I haven't... actually been to any of the name brands that you listed.
You've never been to a Chick-fil-A?
No.
Oh my god, we're taking you this weekend.
What? You don't know me. Or where I live.
Well, I'll look you up based on your use of the word baloney.
Well, if you like us on Facebook, we can DM you.
Yeah. You seem like a hole-in-the-wall kind of guy.
I think this quiz is really targeted at me, since I haven't been anywhere you specified. So I'm once again going to resume my opinion of baloney.
Okay. All right, that's...
I mean, a hole in the wall seems to suit your personality. Like, you know, if you walk over and you just see
I would go more with home style.
Home style.
I don't go more with home style,
nice.
But I also don't answer the red meat. So.
You caught your significant other cheating on you. What would you do? You lecture your significant other about what they did before breaking up. You expose them on the internet. You forgive them, but you no longer trust them. You learn to love what you had. but you now know better about future relationships. Who cares about them? You just find yourself a new boo. You cry about it for a month. You out them in front of their whole family.
Mr. Baloney Cheeks, is this just a ton of options, or is this your life story here?
I'm not going to answer that question.
This is a
I'm
going to
go with
quiz.
Expose.
Expose them on the internet?
Expose.
Yes.
Besides rap, which is everyone's favorite genre of music.
Yeah, I think according to this quiz.
What is your favorite genre of music? Gospel, classical, pop, punk, rock, indie, or jazz?
I really don't know what genre of my music fits into. So, once again, you guys have really, really exposed yourself as just a big sack of red meat.
I'm sorry you share that opinion, caller.
So I'll take that as rock, because I mean,
yeah,
Matchbox 20.
Yeah, we'll go
rock.
With that.
We're gonna
or indie. Right.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
More of a rock.
Sure.
If you could do one of these things for a day with virtually
wait,
no...
you don't know my music taste.
Except for the shout out we gave you. Alright, if you could do one of these things for a day with virtually no consequences, what would it be? Treat yourself, go on a date with a celebrity of your choice, join a protest or riot, do a day trip to Mars, go on live TV and talk about whatever you want, do relief work in a third world country, or graffiti every wall in sight.
Is this quiz homemade?
No.
I smell some red meat in it. Anyway, the obvious answer is the day trip to Mars.
Casual.
No other option would be as life fulfilling.
I mean, you could go on a date with a celebrity of choice. You could go on a date with George Clooney.
Why should I when I go on a date with you cuties every lunch hour?
Ooh.
You don't know us.
Oh, shit, you don't know me.
He did say we're celebrities, though.
Yeah. What is your favorite hobby? Shopping, reading, meditation, or other arts and practices, playing Pokemon, art, studying, discussing politics, partying, or spending time with your significant other?
A.K.A. your Game Boy.
I feel like this quiz is a little targeted. And... The Pokemon Game Boy era is gone, Mr. Brandon.
Is it all about the DS?
It's all about the PC at the moment.
Yeah, but on your PC, do you run a simulation of a Game Boy?
The answer to that is Pokemon.
Okay.
In case you didn't know me, I just happened to catch a Squirtle, and I evolved into a really fat Blastoise.
Ooh. Thick. If you could perfect one instrument, which one would it be? The harp, keyboard, ukulele, organ, guitar, the sax, or the drums?
Can I interrupt you for a second? How many questions is this quiz?
This is the last one.
It's going on forever
okay.
Right now.
Okay. Let's see. Boys, I have a quiz for you. Which red meat do you most identify with? Ham, bacon, pork, beef.
Well, pork is a red meat. Because...
Salami, liverwurst.
Oh,
I honestly consider myself a salami, and I am not afraid to admit that on the air. So your plan did not work. Also, I feel like you're more... You would definitely want to learn the sax. Then you can play Careless Whisper.
No, I'm not into wind instruments.
Okay.
Oh, you don't like having to blow to make it make sound.
More into the string instrument.
Oh, okay.
So maybe the harp or the guitar? Or the ukulele?
The harp will do. The harp.
Classy. You got Drake.
You got Drake.
No, I don't want the harp.
You're sensitive.
It's too late, caller. Unless you want to redo the entire quiz.
There's a little blurb about it. Maybe we can read this and see if it suits
you. Pertains to you.
You're sensitive and emotional. You always put
you don't
your
know
friends.
Me.
You always put your friends first when they're suffering. You suffer with them. They can always come to you for comfort.
Oh, how
you know what? I'm done with this. You don't know me.
All right, caller. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for insulting us. Thanks for putting up with our game here. And you know, since naturally you align with Drake, we are going to play a Drake song for you next. So congratulations.
All right. Thanks for letting me heckle you.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye now.
All right.
Bye. So now, after doing that quiz, we've decided we're going to be playing some Drake since our callers. Rapper of choice name was Drake, so we're gonna be playing One Dance.
Grips on your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your style.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Take it slow, make you lose control. Wet,
I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Tonight, and I see you got what I wanted. Baby, you got what I like.
Sorry. we came here for. We came here for love. I won't give it up. This is what we came here for. We came here for love. I know it's enough. This is what we came.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes on W104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio,
Easton, Pennsylvania. Jinx again. So we have about 15 minutes left. We really, you know, We're just here looking up memes, playing some songs, taking some calls. If anybody else wants to call in with any last-minute thoughts, I know that I did hear that there's a big ping-pong tournament this weekend. I know it's like a 24-team thing or 24-player thing. Random partners, you know, the usual. My backhand's pretty good, Brandon. Or my forehand's pretty good. My backhand is terrible. I've never been good at ping pong. But I in Germany, actually, my record was probably 0-20 at least.
Didn't you win a game?
Maybe one. I probably celebrated a lot.
I think you beat a certain Irish person.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did get him one game. I got him on an off day after dinner, after lunch. Went up there, beat him. He threw a tantrum. And then he called best 2 out of 3 right away, beat me the next 2 games handily. It was terrible. But, you know, one day I'll get better at ping pong.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to practice. I mean, have you been able to play a lot of pong when you've gotten back to...
back to the States? Back on American tables?
Yeah.
No, I have not. Not since I don't live in Keefe anymore, I don't have access to a ping pong table.
Oh, what about, like, other varieties of pong?
Yeah, sometimes when I play, I've gotten better. Yeah. My American record's a little bit better.
I think I heard there's going to be a ping pong tournament. Partners.
Yes.
Partners. Mm-hmm. That should be interesting. Do you have, you obviously have your team. Have you developed a team name? Or?
I was thinking Team Twin. It's pretty simple. Gets the point across.
Well, who's your partner?
Kristen.
Oh,
yeah.
So you do like a separated at birth?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, a brother and sister from another mother. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We will be wearing matching outfits. Completely unsure about the details yet.
I want to be surprised.
Yeah, no, I don't want to tell you too much. I know that you and
do you have a walk up song?
Do we have a walk up song? We'll have one for the championship round if we make it that far. Other than that, you know, if you're playing for 10th place, you really can't have a walk up song.
I think we should have like a little introduction when the names get written on the bracket.
Oh, the, really? You think so? Everybody
table tennis tournament. Yeah.
Everybody has a song playing then.
Yeah.
It could be. We'll see how it goes. I think this tournament's going to take some time. So if we have technical difficulties, that's going to slow it down. So I think we might have to eliminate some of the extra activities. But we have some time to plan tomorrow. I do not have practice tomorrow, and we'll iron out the details.
Oh
yeah, I'm excited.
Should be a good time.
Yeah. How are you? How are you feeling about your partner?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Dream team over here. Me and the garden gnome sort of thing.
You and the lefty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
I feel good.
Mm-hmm. You and him have experience together, right?
We do. We have played together. Uh-oh, another call. From Matthew Exton, I guess we have to take it. We're gonna connect right now. Hello, caller.
Hi, it's me again.
Lena, welcome back. Could you just introduce yourself for our listeners?
Yeah, the callers, the radio hosts don't know me. My name's Matt. But I just wanted to let you guys know that I've been practicing incessantly for ping pong. And I'm going to come into the competition ready and hot.
Really?
Mm.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, have you just been skipping class recently, practicing? All focused all the time? Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
It's nice when you have Thursday off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking I should just go practice right now, you know?
Yeah. Carla, how do you feel about your partner? What do you and your partner have predicted for this tournament?
Oh, we've got a big outfit planned. Okay. Texting a bit.
Nice.
Maybe one.
Because but you are a newcomer to this tournament, I understand.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. They say experience is key. Coming from somebody who came in second place the first time around, I can tell you that it is very hard. There's a lot of pressure on you. I don't know if you're up to it. I mean, I take a lot of heat nowadays. I get called salami on the air, so I really can handle anything.
I may be inexperienced, but I'm not really much of a noob.
Okay. Remind us, and the listeners, who is your partner in the ping pong tournament?
My partner is Mr. Eric Sink.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, Eric.
Well, a nice little shout out for him.
Yeah, shout out for Eric.
Yeah.
Of da da da.
Yep, we may not look that intimidating, but come Saturday night, we'll be pretty unstoppable.
Nice. Nice.
just a mild threat, Mr. Baloney.
I hope that.
Do you have team names or outfits?
We honestly haven't talked about team name. We definitely have a big outfit coming in.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys going to get those inflatable sumo wrestler suits to play?
Well, if underpants counts as an outfit, then sure, an outfit.
Oh, classy.
Just a little diaper thing? Or whatever it is that they were. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. Huggies.
They're huggies. Pampers.
No, just underpants.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, this is a good outfit, yeah. I don't know if ESPN 8, the Ocho, will agree with that outfit. Because there is going to be live TV coverage of this tournament.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, ESPN 8, the Ocho, has been a little downhill recently since, the dodgeball tournament in Vegas. But they're making a comeback. That's why they're hosting, low-level tournaments like us.
Low-level? What are you trying to say here, Mr. I'm Radio Host?
Just trying to say that this isn't the big time yet. We're getting there. $5
lobster. Yeah, but you don't know me.
Yeah, right.
All right, I just wanted to drop in my 2 cents.
Okay. All right, thanks, caller. All right, see you, Baloney right. Pants.
Bye-bye.
Live from Las Vegas, it's the Las Vegas International Dodgeball Open here on ESPN 8. The Ocho, bringing you the finest in seldom seen sports from around the globe since 1999. If it's almost a sport, we've got it here.
That was just a little fun. You mentioned ESPN the Ocho.
And you had to play it.
I had to play it.
Oh, man. All right, so we got about a little bit of time left. We'll probably play one or two more songs, and then
we'll just do one song.
Yeah, yeah. We'll sign off for episode one.
One song. What song are we going to be doing for our final song of today?
That's a good question. Who do I want to hear? Give me a pump up song that gets me excited for a certain tournament. Play me Jump Around.
I don't know. I think.
You have a better idea?
I do. I do think I have a better idea.
Okay, I like that one.
Yeah. Me too. All right. This will conclude it for us here at Sunglasses After Classes. Have an excellent weekend.
Please tune in next week, same time, Thursday, 1, 2, 2. Basically naked, it's crazy, this life I take it, yeah. Everybody notice, white girls drink vodka sodas, Jack and Cokes will get you open, tequila shots are the dopest, and I love it, the way you look so fine, when I'm faded on my tension and tonic, but keep on getting persuaded that I want it, crack the Jameson, invite all your lady friends, tell that bartender, serve the fucking round again, tell that bartender, make that motherfucker strong. I wanna go all night longer. A couple rounds going down like water. I wanna go all night longer. Cause I do this every night. I wanna do this every night. A couple rounds going down like water. I wanna go all night long. Negronis for all my homies. Tito's and Chasers only. Whiskey straight for the lonely, tequila, red wine, and Stoli. Yeah, I mix it. Had some beers before the slicker. Now, face at the bar, well, my game's never been sicker. Shoot whiskey like a cowboy. Both guns go off, yeah, we wild boys. Got a light skinned girl, sip tall boys. Jump around, get loud, makes mad noise. Gun out, he lights like a college kid. So many girls, come and grab one. Toast to the boss, toast to the bras. Ha, no wonder why you love this ish. Tell that bartender, make that motherfucker strong. I wanna go all night longer. A couple rounds going down like water. I wanna go all night longer. Cause I do this every night. I wanna do this every night. A couple rounds going down like water. I wanna go all night longer. My God.
So I really don't think you guys were getting my message over the phone. I figured I'd come in person. I really just wanted to convey what a big sack of baloney that I think you guys are. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Caller with a face now.
Thank you for listening to Sunglasses After Classes. Please tune in next week.